Blog Talk Radio. what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. I'm your host. I'm your boy. I'm your brother. I'm your friend. I'm your colleague. I'm in the house. And I want to say, first of all, Happy New Year to all of our new listeners and old listeners and people that haven't even listened in yet. I want to say happy 2024 to all of our listeners out there that's listening today. I want to say a very happy Martin Luther King's Day to all of the ones that are out celebrating the civil rights movement of none other than the late legendary Reverend Martin Luther King. Well, we're going to say Pastor Martin Luther King because Reverend is not in the Bible on that level, but he was Pastor King. And we're just elated to be here on this day. You know, Block Talk, they had us in a bad situation because they was in a bad situation. But, you know, God's delay is not his denial. We have an amazing morning commute for you today. Excited about life. Got a lot of juicy things to talk about. Most of all, I just want to say, God, thank you for allowing us to be here and be able to just suck up your air and, you know, just give life. Lord, life is just a good word to somebody that's in distress. We want to welcome you again to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. Got an amazing show lined up for you today, but before we get into everything else, we got to bring the engineer and co-host all the way out of Houston, Texas. She's in the house. DJ Wooka Wooka Prayer, what's happening? Happy New Year. Uh-oh.
Happy New Year back to you.
That is. See, back, we back, we back, we back. What's that?
Oh, Lord. My cotton brick and water burger about to fall over.
Dang.
Got a white chicken with cheese and some french fries, and that should look like that. There's some hash browns in here.
No.
And I think we got some sausage and bacon or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Well, tell Mr. Red Bull, I say, honk, honk. What's going on out there in Texas?
I just sleep.
Oh, it's cold, and he say he just slid on some ice? Y'all be careful out there, man. We all need some skates on. Y'all need some skates on. Say that wrong. Round bounce. Have a bad track right there. I don't know what they be saying. Round bass. What they be saying?
Nobody need no skates on. Who gonna be out here in this ice skating? Not me.
That'll be a good TV show. You out there skating in the road on the ice. I guarantee you that'd be a good show. That boy, on ice skates too, not on roller skates, on ice skates.
Yeah, we were sitting up here thinking about going to haul one of our RVs out there to the country. I'm like, dude, is this road so slick with this ice? Look at that black ice. Look at the water flowing going into the drain.
Hey, man, y'all got to be careful out
on
there.
On the bottom of the windshield. I mean, on the bottom of the mirror, icicles just hanging down from the mirror.
Dang. What are you telling me?
Mm-hmm.
God can do what he want to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We got Highway Big Sanders on the line the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. What's happening, Brother Grace? Grace saved my
bless,
church. What's happening?
Bless. Good to be in the house with the best.
Man, good to have you back, man. What's going on?
Oh, I ain't got no complaints, sir. No complaints. Today is the day to serve, not to be off, but to serve. So we trying to serve the people today. Give them, dropping them knowledge, letting them know, remind them what the day is, and to be a blessing to them while they out there. So if you out there serving and you outdoors in the cold weather, the heat, whatever the case may be, tune in, and we're going to make sure we lift you up. And if you want, go ahead and call in, and we'll identify what you're doing, and we can celebrate you, whatever your event is. That's what we're going to do today. How about that, Mr. Shell?
Man, listen here. You know, every time I get you on the line, I feel like a power ranger. You always power me up. You know what I mean? I love the power that God give you to power somebody up. So listen, right? Happy New Year to you, first of all, and again, Happy New Year to you, brother. It's a blessing to be here to see another year, right?
That's right. That's right. It wasn't promised to us, I tell you. Say, let tomorrow worry about tomorrow, and the day will take care of itself.
Man, you know what to say. Do you know the biggest gift every day is when you wake up? You got another opportunity to do something amazing. Ain't that amazing?
Yes, sir. That it is. That it is.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. People be sitting around worried about the taxes and the this and that. Worry about just waking up. When you wake up and you can see and smell the air, and you can see the birds chirping, you know what I mean? No, man, look at here. Boy, that's when it's real. R-E-L. But I got to tell you about this. I'm excited about Trail Ride Radio. Look like it is. Look like it's here. And I'm telling you, Trail Ride Radio, boy, I was listening to it last night. And, you know, I've never really heard that kind of music till I was introduced to it, you know, by Kirby Capone Productions in Houston, Texas. We want to give a shout-out to Kirby Capone Productions. Now, I need to find my hands and stuff because we've been off the air so long, I didn't know how to clap. Oh, it looks like we back. Happy Martin Luther King's Day to everyone that's listening. It feels good to be back on the airwaves. Looks like we got a caller on the line from the 346. Who it is? Who it is? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. You there? Hello?
Maybe he on mute or something. He probably serving. Hey, give him a few more seconds. He probably serving.
Listen, what are you doing the holidays, man? Tell me about the holiday, man. You know, we've been off the air so long, I hadn't had a chance to ask about your holiday. How was your holiday? Brother Grace.
There you go, sir. I think he made it off mute. Go ahead. Give me what you got, sir. Give me what you got. Glad you got off mute. Go ahead. Send it to us, sir.
Dang, I was the one on mute the whole time. That is terrible. The Greg Shell Show, the enemy tried to mute me up, but we back. We back in the house. I got a whole bunch of calls online. I was asking you what you do for your holiday. Did you holler all day?
I did some. Hey, Greg, this Kano. I did some great cooking.
Oh, what's happening, little Kano? Welcome back to the Greg Shell Show, man. We've been online, man. What's going on?
Oh man, it's beautiful, man. We back in action, and we ain't doing no plan. We packing and racking and doing what we gotta do.
Man, it's good to hear your voice, man. Happy 2024 to you, brother. What's going on?
Happy New Year, man. I'm just blessed, man, able to be here and able to keep making music and talking to God people, man, those who need that good enlightenment and encouragement. That's what we've been doing, man, is just helping those who need that. Them words is very powerful. So sometimes, man, people need to hear that good word, you know?
Man, let me tell you something, man. God is so amazing. I heard that track you got again on Trail Ride Radio last night. TrailRideRadio.com. Y'all want to go ahead and start tuning in to some amazing Southern soul, Western, blues and Western. I mean, a variety, Zydeco, the whole nine right there at TrailRideRadio.com.
We're going to stop that right there. You're going to have to say that word again.
Okay. What word?
Now you're trying to get me to pronounce it.
I like that. You're a good teacher. You're a good teacher.
Called Zydeco.
Zydeco. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But I got an opportunity to hear Lil Kano's song, No Pressure. Man, I heard so many different turnarounds in the song. Boy, even if you were going backwards, you're going to turn around forward, backwards, because you're getting overrided. Bad.
Put a man out of the ground. I need a
press. Country press.
Man, my head was turning like a turkey on a hot day. Do we have that track that we can play it?
I don't have it on.
Let me see. Do I have it in my roster? Because we've been off the air so long. But we back. You know what I mean? That means we got a tune-up. You know, when you put your car in the shop, you get a tune-up.
Yeah, we ain't got pressure, but we...
Oh, I'm trying to see. I can't see. I need to wear some glasses like DMC. I can't see. They tell me I had diabetes. I tell them I got liver beats. I'm going to live, I'll beat it. And I'm going to live, and I'm going to beat it. Because I'm going to drink water every day and eat fruit. And all that stuff, all the good stuff, healthy stuff. So how y'all been? Who all on the line? I know Lil Kano on the line. I'm trying to find the song. I got my glasses on, man, but one of the lenses, you know the piece that go behind your ear? One of them broke, man, so I got a hole up one side of it, you know what I mean? That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, look here, man, Greg Shells, we getting ready to move in our new office this Friday. Ain't that a blessing?
Oh, yeah.
Here in Orlando, Florida. So,
yes,
it's
okay, my bad. I'm back, y'all.
Okay, well, look at here, y'all. It is Martin Luther King's birthday as we celebrate it today. I want to play this song on behalf of Martin Luther King from Stevie Wonder. We'll be right back right here on the Greg Shells.
Well, peace is love, pretty much.
and I want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you guys are celebrating the life and the legacy of civil rights movement, Pastor Martin Luther King Jr. Everybody's feeling good today because you woke up, you see another day. Tell me a little bit about your praise report, what God did for you. I want to start with you, Brother Grace. What are you thankful for today on this beautiful Monday?
You know what, I'm thankful that I have you all in my life, and we got to be grateful for the friends that God puts in our life. A lot of times we don't get to spend time with family, and a lot of times we have friends and family we haven't even seen before, you know, but the relationship and the spiritual aspect, we connect each other. Me and you, Greg, we was friends for going on 3 or 4 years, and we hadn't seen each other. So when I was on vacation, I took one of my days off my vacation just to spend some time with you. So when we have the opportunity to spend time with family and friends, we need to do it. Even though you had me going through all those toll booths, throwing quarters and nickels and dimes and leaving notes back, call me, I pay you back. And they still ain't sent me no bills. I don't know what I'm racking up right about now. But it was worth it.
Well, you racking up. God and pay that thing in full for you. Well, I will tell you this. When you get here to Orlando, you got a nice plush office waiting on you.
All I need is a little corner space. I don't need a whole lot. Give me a little chair in the corner right there, and tell me, I can make some things happen. Just give me a little space to put my feet down, my laptop down. And, hey, we can make it happen.
Man, let me tell you something, boy. That guy we serve, boy, you be talking about Superman. Boy, we Supermen and women when we activate the power. It's just like you having $1 million in your bank account, right? But if you don't know the PIN number, you can't get it. You know what I mean? So I've learned the PIN number is prayer. You know what I mean? And when you pray right, you're going to get right results. You might have to go through some things to get to some things, but it's going to work out for you good. Who else I got on the line? You know, we got to talk about Grace Aid Our Church. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about Grace Aid Our Church, because we are looking to bring Mr. Grace at Aid Our Church here to Orlando, Florida. We want everybody to know we're going to be doing a soft launch this Friday here in Orlando as we open our new offices. That's going to be located at 6000 Metro West Boulevard. That's here beautifully in Orlando, Florida, 32805. And so if you got a business, we're offering buy one, get two free special for the Greg Shell Show, as well as for Trail Ride Radio. If you got a business, a product, a brand, you've been trying to get it to the next page, we are definitely that platform that can make it a reality for you. Of course, at a cost. You know, you plant a seed in the ground, you expect a harvest. So, you know, plant one water, and then God gonna give you the increase. With that being said, Lil Kano, what's happening, man? Tell us a little bit about what God did for you. And, you know, I know he's been doing a lot for you because you're still here. But tell a little bit about how God has blessed you.
I can say this here. He's aligning it up. He's lining everything up. A lot of the enemy's being exposed this year.
Yes.
A lot of evilness is moving. Like I say, man, he's been showing me so much, man. I deal with a lot of people and a lot of vibrations, so a lot of different energies. But most importantly, man, is being able to get up and enlighten somebody. Just give somebody some courage or whatever they're going through. You can come out of it. No matter, no sin is greater than the other. No matter what you've been through, God said, leave behind your wicked ways and move forward with great intentions. So that's where I'm at with it.
Real good. MME on the line all the way out of Houston, Texas. What? First of all, Happy New Year again, and just testify what God has done for you.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. And, well, what God has done for me is brought me through the storm and brought me to see a whole nother year. And I thank God for that.
Hallelujah. The gift I said I have for you guys is I want to do a big I want to do a mini concert event, and we're going to do it live on TV and all that stuff, radio. And I want to do it here in Orlando. I'm going to do it for my birthday. And you know, everything is a numbers game. But with some numbers, I want to bless. Put the number in your head and believe God for that number. And we all get that, and then everybody graduate and grow and help somebody else get their numbers, if that makes sense. So we're going to do a competition. I'm going to sweepstakes here on the Greg Shell Show, where we're going to start by how much integrity do you have in you? You know, you can be the best you that you can be once you know who you are. So encourage all of our listeners that's listening today, the gift that I'm giving to MME, Lil Kano, DJ Prayer, and MME, Brother Grace, is we all getting a brand new fresh start. And let's activate our faith and help business owners get their music, their movies, their TV shows, their projects to the next level without having to compromise. Can we agree up on that?
So you ain't saying another thing right there, Mom.
You got to specify what you're talking about.
No, what I'm talking about is unity. Unity, tying, bringing it all together. Everybody using their hands and growing each other's brands. That makes a great sense. Hands and brands. We brought to you today on behalf of A1 Professional Cleaning Services, where they will be coming to your house, and you know, once you invite them to come in, they're going to do an over-the-top job cleaning your house. I mean, they even do the windowsills. They do the around your door, you know what I mean? When the inside and outside of the door, they even move back your stove and your refrigerator. They clean all behind that. They find tooth it with some type of specialty brush. So it's amazing what they do, and they're called A1 Professional Cleaning Services 8. I forgot the numeral 8. And so they're coming to Orlando, and I'm excited to, you know, be in contact with them. Ain't that bad right there, though? They clean your crevices and your windows and pull your stove back and stuff like that. I didn't know companies do that. I definitely would like that done in my house. What you think about that, Lil Kano?
I mean, you know, definitely if you have kids that, I mean, you know, me personally, I make mine clean up. But at the end of the day, it's going to come a part of my time that I'm going to want somebody to come and actually do some great dusting, you know, and different things around the house. You know, you can't trust too many people in your house, but, you know, it's some good people out there that actually take pride in what they do. You know, that way you don't have no stuff coming up missing and stuff. You know, it's all kind of things happen. So you want to pray about who you let in your house, you know?
Well, the great part about it is, you know, whatever, they take pictures and all of that stuff, they go over and beyond the safety features in regards to how it happens, you know what I mean? But like you said, you have to be mindful. But, you know, you have to have, you know, you'll know in there because you got cameras, you got people, you know, they make sure everything is, you know, very professionally done because you got to, you know, can't go through life, but you got to be able to understand, you know, what's really happening. So, I mean, I would love somebody to clean my house like that. I don't know. This house probably had never been cleaned like that. That's why they charge you the price they charge you, you know what I mean? Because they're going over and beyond.
Right. It's levels to it. Like you say, man, there's some people that go out their way on cleaning. And, you know, when you find people like that, you keep them in your circle, you know. So, I mean, there's some great companies out there. I mean, like you say, it's about your work and, you know.
Because there's some real nasty people out there, man. Man, I went riding. I was riding on. I used to do a plant nursery delivery, you know, with a nursery farm. And man, I'm some nasty, you know. He was a Caucasian. I'm calling out. He was nasty, man. He nasty. Spit all on the floor. I said, dude, you ain't gonna do that while you ain't here with me. Dig all in his toes and thumb it out, and people have to go clean that stuff up, man. And I'd be like, wow. I mean, just filthy, and don't care.
And I just say that's why
I might have to go off to professionals that, you know, clean houses and stuff, because you got some real people that, you know, there'd be a lot going on in them houses. For real.
Yeah,
what do you think about that, Brother Greg, about the cleaning services? You there? He probably sitting back eating on one of them.
What'd you say, Mr. Shell?
I was asking you what you thought about the cleaning service. They say they go all behind your stove and refrigerator, do your ceiling, you know, your ceiling fan with a lint be all up there where you wouldn't normally clean it. What do you think about that?
So there's a unique way to clean your blades on your ceiling fan. You take a pillowcase, and you take the pillowcase and you put it all the way to the end of it, and then you wipe it all the way down. So what I used to do is I used to use kind of semi-damp paper towels. But when I saw this neat way of cleaning your ceiling fan blades, it really works. So you just take a pillowcase, you take it all the way down to the end, you just wipe it all the way down. And you do that all the way around, okay? You might need about two pillowcases, you know, per ceiling fan, but it works, okay? You can take it outside, you can shake it on out, and come on back and finish doing what you're doing, and then you just get your little brush, you know, a little feather brush to get those little certain areas. But one thing I've known about grease and about cooking, you know, that counter and that stove, it has a very little small spot, okay? Just the small things will fall in between it. So I don't want nobody cleaning up under my stove. Because they might be wondering, shoot, I don't want to eat here, so I'm particular about what cleaning that needs to be done. See, let me tell you something right quick. See, the way I used to pick my if I was dating someone, this is the way I would determine if I was going to stay and continue on this date, and I was going to determine whether or not I was going to even eat in that house. I say, excuse me, sweetheart, can I use the restroom? And she says, sure, you go on and better use the restroom. I would go in the bathroom, and I would close the door and lock it. And I would stand back, and I would look at everything. And then I would go all the way to the toilet, and then I would look on the sides of the toilet. And then I'd go all the way to the backside where that little knob is, where it's melted down at. That's where I would look at. And if that part was dirty, I wasn't eating dinner. We stayed friends and all, but I knew then that I'm not really hungry because I need someone that's going to do some real cleaning, so I'm particular about cleaning. Okay, so for somebody that's not real detailed, they might want to go ahead and call that service like right away and get that done. Okay?
Listen, man, they give you a checklist, let you check off whatever you want done, and they do it, you know, they customize it and do it the way that you requested. So I thought that just amazing. So I endorse them, you know what I mean? I love the service. Mm-hmm. They called A1 Professional Cleaning Services number 8, the numeral number 8. So we're gonna go ahead and reactivate the $25. $25 you can pitch your business for, what you say, 3 minutes? How many minutes you said, Brother Grace?
It's what now you want to pitch your business, you want to pitch your event, you want to pitch your birthday, you want to pitch a shout out, it's $25. Where else are you going to advertise something such as that? Where else are you going to show someone how much you love them? Where else are you going to be able to tell someone about a book, about a song, about something that's very particular to you, something that's unique, something that's special? You know what? This is the only place that you can pitch. Who's on first, who's on second, who's on third? Somebody's got to be at bat. So whoever's on bat, they can go ahead and get a grand slam because it only takes one pitch to get your advertisement out around the world. Okay, so I'm here to tell you, this is the place to be. Okay, so if you want to go ahead and pitch your business, this is the place to be. So go ahead and call the Greg Shell Show, whatever information Greg Shell gives you, whatever cash out. Now, one thing we are going to do, we're going to call you, we're going to reevaluate what you're trying to pitch. okay? Because you don't want to pitch a divorce. We don't want you to pitch a divorce. We want you to just say, bless that person, okay? Because God ain't took you out of something for you to start no more mess, okay? So that's you, Mr. Phil.
Y'all, it's so good. What did I say? It feels so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. It's good to be in a love relationship when they love you back. You don't be all in love by yourself. All in love by yourself. Looking for love in all wrong places. Well, listen, the Greg Shell Show, we getting ready to go live next weekend. I'm going to come out live here in Orlando, Florida. Orlando, if you're listening, we're reaching out to the police department. We're reaching out to the fire department. We're reaching out to the city officials, the mayors. Mayor Jerry Demons, what's happening? I want to give you a shout-out here on the Greg Shell Show. I also want to give a shout-out to Mayor Buddy Dyer here in Orlando, Florida. We're going to look to have him on the show here real soon. Y'all get ready. Trail Ride Radio. Trail Ride Radio is here, you guys. We doing small unveilings. You can check it out at trailrideradio.live and click on Listen Live. And, you know, we got a lot of juicy things to come with that action. MME, what's going on? What do you think about the house cleaning service?
Well, I mean, I've never had it done, but, you know. It sounds pretty good.
I ain't never had it done either, no more than me doing it, so I think that's going to be a good amenity for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a one-time, let them clean your window seals and all the plate, whatever you check on that list, that's what they're going to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that amazing?
Yeah.
So, MME, did you cook a big turkey and all that stuff for the holidays? What you had? You had something good. I know you did.
The holidays is over. This you're talking about some 23 stuff. This 24.
Oh, you see that, Brother Grace? I love it. Say that the old, it end with the new. So what's some of the new thing that we looking to, what MME going to be bringing this way? What's something new I can look for?
You can look for Lil Kano and me on Trail Ride Radio.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, it's still in the works. It's still in the works. But, you know, we're going to be coming on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at here. We are family. I got my brothers and sisters with me. Ooh-wee. Look, Kano, that pressure, boy, that no pressure, boy, ooh, weak. That's the only thing I can say, like, when Clown Caller said, Clown Caller, ooh, you know, he didn't say, Clown Caller. So I can say that about your song, No Pressure. Bad man. Baby, you heard the song, No Pressure, last night. You heard No Pressure. What you thought about No Pressure?
Correct them, Lil Kano. Correct them, please.
He's talking about Country Pressure. Yeah, Country Pressure.
Yeah, Country. Whatever the song had, all the
country
different
pressure.
Riders.
He's talking about Country Pressure.
Huh?
Country Pressure. That Country Pressure.
Ooh, that Country Pressure, boy, it took pressures off of me. I'm telling you, that song fat. That felt like I was on Ozzy Machine. I'm live on the radio, baby. We live on the radio. But tell us the story behind that track, man. I was very impressed by that track.
I'll be honest with you, man. I was sitting in my studio, and I was like, man, you know, I wanted to work on something different. And so I just started playing with a few sounds, and I came, you know, found some melodies. And, hey, man, and I was clowning. I was just sitting there clowning. And I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this song, 420 Friendly. You know what I mean? And, hey, man, it came out to be a record. And so I released it on all platforms. I like I said, I have my own distribution, so I I put it in all the stores. I got 243 stores global, man, and serviced it, and it's moving. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And you know we're going to come back with the video. Of course, Trail Ride Radio. Hopefully we're going to have Greg Shell in the video.
Ow! Ow!
We're going to take it to the barn on that video, man. It's going to be crazy.
Well, look at here. Greg Shell want Lil Kano in his new music video, God Love Rain Yang Yang.
Yes, sir.
And MME. And Anton and Brother Grace and DJ Proud, the ones and twos, and whatever artist that's going to make the cut to open up the show for my big birthday bash on February the 24th here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Go ahead and sock it up. I'm going to reach out to Cat Williams. He's supposed to be here on the 2nd. So maybe we can get a reunion for the movie American Bad Boy. It's available on Tubi. Cat Williams really getting it in now, man. He is funny. I'm sorry. You know, I know he putting some people out there, but he's funny to me. And he's a good guy to work with. That's my experience. Everybody got, you know, whatever experience they have about people and always be pointing fingers, but they got 4 points back at them. So that's why I stay out of other people's opinion and just do what's factual, say the factual information. Grace Saved Our Church. Tell them about Grace Saved Our Church, man, coming to TrailRideRadio.com. Brother Grace. Hello? Everybody? What happened? Y'all, we were like y'all was in an incubator. It was a silent treatment.
We were there. You were
listening to yourself talk.
Yeah.
No, I was asking everybody what they where we was getting ready to go with the big show. When they ain't know what I said.
Yeah, you were saying great.
I was talking about Cat Williams. Thank you, baby. We were talking about Cat Williams, and I was telling you
you
were
talking about Grace Saved My Church to tell him Grace to talk about Grace Saved My Church.
Yeah, we were talking about Grace Saved Our Church, and that went out of here no more.
Mm-hmm.
It went boop. So Grace Saved Our Church, can you go ahead and tell us about Grace Saved Our Church? Because it's time for it now.
He not here.
He not here?
No.
He must got us on mute. Uh-oh, there go the chef just called in. He got the new TV show, Taste It. He just, hold on. Chef, is that my personal chef all the way out of Nassau, Bahamas?
Yes, good morning. God bless you. Good afternoon, really.
How you doing, Chef Gino Talia Sherman? What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. We back.
Amen. To God just be the glory. Good to hear y'all voice. You're ready to turn water into wine.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch of them on the line. Look, Kano, say hey to my chef, and he got a new TV show called Taste It coming to Trail Ride Radio. Say what's happening to the chef.
What's going on, Chef, man? Glad to have you on the show, man.
Well, it's good to hear your voice sound like you all need a taste and see that the Lord is good.
If
it look good, taste it. You know what I'm talking about. If you see something that you like, you need it, want it, you want to wear it, or you want to taste it, well, just taste it.
Right.
That's the only way you know if it's good. Some not everything that looks good doesn't mean it tastes good. But not until you taste it, then
right.
You know it's good.
Right.
It's about tasting, right. You know, tasting it so that you'll know that it's good.
Well,
right.
You know?
I want to say welcome to the Greg Shell Show. MME, you want to say hey to the chef and the prophet to the nations this morning?
Well, hello, Chef. How are you?
I'm so blessed. Good to hear that voice of yours. It sounds like an angel missing heaven. and it's on earth.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You didn't say that about
no.
my voice.
No.
He may be, he's probably a prophet. Can you see, man of God? Can you see?
No. There go Brother Grayson. He was on the line with his new TV show, y'all. Y'all know he got his new TV radio ministry called, it's called Fishers of Men, number one radio and TV show exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show platform as well. He's going to be coming to Trail Ride Radio. Tell him a little bit about your show, Prophet Gino.
Well, the show is about, like I said, it's tasted and it tastes with the word. It is more than just food in itself. It's all the type of food coming from out of the Caribbean islands with a lot of many different exotic spices blended together that when you taste it, it's just once, it's just not enough. And it just gives you a taste bud. It gravitates your taste bud of like a Jones that I just has a desire. I must try it again. And whatever you make, Gino, hey, I'll taste it. And, you know, many years of experience out of the Caribbean island, you know, compiling it to make a taste for someone that wants something exotic, has spice to it, you know, has a little spice to it, not hot, but have a little spice, has a little kick to it, run your nose just a little bit so you can activate the system in your body, you know. And I've been in the industry for quite some time, and I love the Jesus, so that makes a difference. So I pray over it. Not only just that, what I realize is that if you work, if you pray over something and you work with it, what it does is that you probably end up with a little inner healing, because the body is, what I've learned about the body do two things. It digests and it heals. It digests and it heals. And what the body needs is that I like to cook with a lot of herbs. And the leaves are the healing of the nation of the body. So in other words, we have to withdraw those spices and so forth into the body so that the body has what you call a supply of stuff that in your body that can heal it, you know, bring healing to the inner part of the body, which is fine. And we just can't just eat all the time because we have to take an opportunity to eat things so that the body could digest it properly, so that the body can in turn have an opportunity and time for healing, all right? Because if you don't have, go to a healing, that's why we end up with so much sickness in the inside. We got the pain in the inside, all right? Because it does not go through a process of healing, you know?
Yes,
right. I just cut my hands deeper 2 days ago. And when I look at it, because I took the opportunity to put the right stuff in it, the medication in it, you know, it's healing back up. It's healing already. Taste it, man.
Yes.
You know.
Amen.
I believe in putting it stuffed up so that you could just get a healing inside. Amen?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, I want to be one of the ones brag on him, boast on him. He is, me and him been friends. He's been my big brother. I know way over 10 years. I met him at a lakefront. Very exquisite country club, and he we did an event there, and he is an event planner, so he does a little bit of everything, and everything he does is, I mean, over the top. I ain't talking about no what's his name on Fresh Prince. What's the butler name was on Fresh Prince? Whatever his
Jeffrey?
Name was, but anyway, he's real elegant with it. He teaches waiters and waitresses how to, you know, the professional aspect of everything. Very, very professional. And I just wanted to tell you, man of God, I love you, man, and I really glad that you kept on the wagon, you know what I mean? So now we're going to go and grow as we launch your new TV show, Taste It. We want everyone to be on the lookout for that. He actually be here with me this Friday as we do a soft launch for the new offices of the Greg Shell Show here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And I'm really excited about that. So, Brother Grace, what do you think about this? Go ahead and say what's happening to the prophet, to the nation, in the show.
What's that?
I asked Brother Grace to say what's happening to you.
Oh,
but yeah, Brother Grace, you there? You did now? Brother Grace.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You gonna say what's happening to the prophet and the cook?
He said he said the voice sounded like it was coming from heaven. I'm like, oh my goodness! Not only can he cook, not only is he a chef, he's a prophet too. He can see in the spirit. I'm like, I know I got to get some of his cooking. Man of God, we love you, sir. I'm looking forward to not only sitting down across from you. I'm looking forward to eating some of your cooking. I'm looking forward to sharing the goodness of the Lord, how you have been given this gift. So it's important that we uplift each other. It's important that we go out of our way to spend time with people that are changing lives. Because trust me, you know, sometimes we live our lives and we don't hear a kind word from nobody in our own house. However, someone that does not live in our own household, someone that does not spend most of their lives with us, don't give us the nourishment of those kind words as you have done. And then you're feeding the soul and the spirit? Come on now. You're blessing, sir. You're blessing. You're blessing.
See, sometimes people need to hear how blessed they are. I was talking to an individual on yesterday, and she said, Greg, she said, you told me some things, and everything that you told me, it came to pass. And she said, out of all she do in the city, she's never been awarded or acknowledged. And I told her, I said, you know what, when you come to the office this Friday to our new location, 6000 Metro West Boulevard, Suite 200, we're going to celebrate her. And she write grants and she does a little bit of everything, but sometimes so many people do so many things and they don't get acknowledged. But God sees what you're doing, and he's going to reward you, and he'll send the right people in due season to get you to your next level. That's why all of us are on the line. As I'm looking right now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 individuals on the line. I didn't give DJ Pratt opportunity to say what's happening to Chef Gino, because this is one big family, and we're going to grow, and we're going to help your brand, your business grow in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Kirk. DJ Pratt, say what's happening to the chef. She probably feeding her dog. Hello.
Yes, you know, hey there. How you doing?
Fine. Awesome.
Good to hear your voice again.
No. This is some real good dialogue, y'all. Wait a minute. I want to do something. Wait a minute. What that beat that you got, Kirby? It's Martin Luther King's Day. The Greg Sheriff Show is back on. I got to go get some T-shirts that say Lil Kano and No Pressure. I got to go get some shirts say MME. I got to go get some T-shirts say Trail Ride Radio. I got to go get some T-shirts say Grace Saved Our Church. I got to go get a T-shirt that say Fishers of Men. Tell them about the big revival that's going on February, the first weekend in February, and then we're going to play some music. We're going to have a good time today. It's time to have a good time. Good time Monday right here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead.
But I
tell them about your revival.
The radio don't do no T-shirts.
Oh, I want to do a T-shirt.
We don't do no T-shirts. We got cowboy shirts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. The things you do for me.
We're country.
Oh.
We're country.
Can I be country city?
Huh?
Can I be country city?
Because
I'm not country, but I'm city. I'm city country.
Be what you want to be.
Oh.
As long as you don't wear no T-shirt.
Okay. All right, then. Well, y'all heard that exclusively for TrailRideRadio.com listeners. We don't wear T-shirts. What that song say?
Me, girl, and ride.
That's Gita Jones. Gita Jones, you out there. You bad out there on Trail Ride Radio. What that song he has? What that song he sang about the black horse?
Well, shoot. Gita Jones good, too. And he got Tasha Mack. I want to ride.
Oh, you got Tasha Mack?
Yeah, well, on Trail Ride Radio we do, but not on this station. Tasha Mack, go hard.
I got to get that then. We got to get that on the Greg Shell Show. I can't be a radio announcer and don't play the what the Trail Ride play over here. Over here. I got to do it over here. Brother Chris, you gotta get you a cowboy hat, man, and a shirt that got the cowboy shirt that say Trail Ride Radio. You too, Prophet, you gotta get your hat, and then they can taste it. Once they get a taste of Trail Ride Radio, they can taste your food.
Amen.
What color hat is J Prayer?
Yes.
Huh? Tell me. What Lucano at?
I'm here.
Lucano, man, I can't wait to meet you face to face. Listen, I had talked to DJ Pratt, and I wanted to, you know, I had to talk to your manager first, but I got a track I want to remix. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I got a track I need to remix.
What did I tell you, Greg Shell?
Oh, well, manager, can you talk to Lil Kano about mixing the track for me?
I told you to email me. I told you to email me. You going all, ooh, you tripping.
Ooh, okay. Let me write that down.
I go a little different when it go to business because we discussed this.
Email. Okay. Brother Grace. The Greg Shell party on the 24th of February. Can you come? Hello? Where you at, Chef? Chef Gino?
I'm right here.
24th of February. You know I want you here. Can you make it?
24th. That's it.
The 24th of February.
I think that's a possibility. Let me see what day that is.
Oh, boy. Well, I got to talk to MME before I can ask the everybody else to come. But we are getting ready for my birthday bash on the 24th of February. All roads leads to Orlando, Florida. We're going to have an amazing time as we prepare for the launching of the new TV show, radio show, and of course, we're getting ready to do the movie. In the Pastor's Study, we want everybody to start getting geared up for the new movie, In the Pastor's Study, where they got a star-studded cast starring Dirk Richardson. He plays the amazing Pastor Terrence Jakes, and they got a list of all the other juicy individuals that's going to be in that particular movie. Looking forward for it being a TV series and the stage play. I can't wait for the stage play. Chef, you might want to go into acting soon, right? You think you can act?
Mm-hmm.
You think you can be a actor?
Oh, sure, man. That's not a problem.
You can be an actor. You'll play a good Red Fox. You'll play a good Red Fox. You know, you remember Red Fox?
Yep.
Well, watch this. I'm going to play this song here for all the ladies on the radio today. This is for MME and for DJ Prayer. And for all of the ones that love God and love to enjoy life, here it is right here on the Greg Shell Show. Maxwell, Pretty Wings. We'll be right back.
bring the will and the body cry. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. No feelings within you. Then you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played the dirt. The game was so bad. Thought when my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a beast. I had to set you free.
Who that was? who that was.
Hello? Hey, Glenn.
Yes. Who on the line? No. DJ Fred, that's you? Wait a minute. Let me put some bass in. I don't hear nothing. It's like we just having a, like we having a,
you
know, a natural situation.
You can't hear me? Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
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 Yes.
It's not me.
Come, I can tell you.
Oh.
No, come, I can tell you. Why? One.
Oh. Say it, look, say it. Wait a minute. Hey, yo, this Rem Dynamite. Y'all, I'm back, boy. I'm so glad this thing on the station back on what's over here. Ooh, wait. I've been out of work. I couldn't even come to help him buy my new dough knob on my dough. I bought the dough knob. I told him I was going to get it. I just had to wait. I had to wait till the cash app came through for me, so I got my dough knob. Thank y'all. They've gained toward my dough knob. I really appreciate you helping me out with my dough knob. Now I need to get my toilet thing around my rim, the rim of my. I'm going to need a cash out for that so I can get my ring around my toilet fixed. I need to get that fixed. It's dire need of water coming all around. When I walk in there, I'm going to slip and fail. But I'm all right now. Oh, I'm glad I had a towel. I'm glad I had my napkin in my back pocket. I was able to lay down on it, and I didn't hurt myself. Okay. Hey, man, what's happening? Dynamite got up out of here quick. Well, look here. What's going on, y'all? I want to welcome y'all back to the Greg Shell Show. I'm excited. It's a new year, new adventures, new things coming. We got Spiritual Oxygen. It's going to be coming to the platform where you can check out none other than Pastor Trevor R. Wallace out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with Spiritual Oxygen. He'll be coming on 5 days a week, Monday through Fridays from 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6:30 p.m. exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show platform. Also, we got Fishers of Men, the brand new TV show. It'll be coming, as well as the new cooking show he has called Taste It. It will be coming to the airways real soon. We got Grace Aid Our Church all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, with none other than Brother Antonio Grace, all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, where he's helping to rescue individuals that have churches or need funding and whatever for their ministry. So, Brother Grace, are you on the line? Can you tell him a little bit about that? Well, he just dropped. Okay. All right.
So
well,
I think this is my daughter.
Huh?
This is my granddaughter.
Go ahead, man of God. You got the flow. Okay.
I'm just going to do because when you lose your grumpy, and your mommy can't pick you up from school, who pick you up? And when your daddy don't pick you up, who pick you up?
Yeah.
Exactly, because they're all family, all right?
Amen. Now, I'm kind of like barely hearing. I hear some things and don't hear some things. I don't know what's going on. MME, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I can hear you. Did you not hear something for a while, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't want to make it seem like I was crazy. I know something was going on. How's the weather out there where you at?
Actually, we're getting a little ice on the ground.
Y'all got a little ice on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Not
wow.
To make me a store run.
And I've been hearing everything since the whole show. I ain't nothing faded out or nothing. He talking to somebody else on the line. He ain't even talking to us.
Oh, he's talking to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Who is?
Okay.
See, don't do that.
Like I said,
that's not right.
Self-talk.
Chef.
Chef, is you there, Chef? I see what's happening. He on the earphone piece. Okay, Chef.
I put him on the earphone piece because he wasn't talking to us. He was talking to somebody else.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. I knew I heard a whole bunch of talking. Okay, all right. Thank you so much, DJ Prayer. You know how to balance the scales.
Of course, that's why I'm DJ Prayer.
Huh? Oh, boy. So how y'all been, man? What's going on? Happy January to you. Happy Monday and Martin Luther King's Day to you. What you doing for Martin Luther King's Day? You cooking?
Oh.
You.
I'm out here cleaning our horse stalls in the cold with ice dripping from the mirrors on the stalls. I mean, on the truck and stuff. I'm in this cold right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you're in the cold. When it's cold outside.
Oh, I'm in the
barn. Mr. Ridge is holding you. Oh,
I'm
he's holding you.
Direct cold.
No. Look, Kalo.
Yes, sir.
That's do a little bit of that no pressure. Just a little bite of it, boy. That's like eating on some egg foo young.
We didn't even play the other song.
You got it.
It's on now.
What the name of it? He's so hard. Well, how they say on the Greg Shell show? He's so hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yeah, Lil Kano. Look.
There you go.
Well, go ahead and play it. Don't tease me, but please me. I love it. Let's get it in right here. Little sounds of Lil Kano right here
Revelation.
On the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Revelation by Lil Kano.
Let Lil Kano introduce it.
Go ahead.
Well, Lil Kano, introduce your track, brother.
That's the song title Revelation off the EP title Close Your Eyes.
And y'all in exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yeah, Lil Kano. Look. Y'all didn't walk a mile in my shoes. Inflicted people, gliding like I'm an eagle. Watching light in the darkness, coming in forms of evil. Witness nothing but problems, Yahweh moving from solemn. Men that be f***ing with you, but some can't even involve them. Guild of rumors and trap stars, I hit you a rap bar. They killing their own, their people rapping like that's hard. Bottom line, we just a kind, designed with crack cards. Tugging in the hood with to the law, take charge. It's turn on your head, to leave you flat broke. Bills they pay, so it's the hustle till the crew. Living to make it, try to see a better day. Working your ass off, haters surrounded every way. Acting the
y'all, I'm back. Want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. Amazing sounds of Lil Kano right here. Amazing track right here on the Greg Shell Show. I hope y'all enjoying it. Y'all, I'm just getting my feedback in. So we getting everything situated, trying to, you know what you like out here on the Greg Shell Show. We're going to have a survey list. We're going to want your answers, what you think about certain things that we're about to embark upon here in the city of Orlando, Florida. So if you got a talent, if you got a gift, you're trying to get it to the next level, we definitely would love to help assist you with getting that, making that a reality right here on the Greg Shell Show. Again, we are offering advertisement specials right now on the Greg Shell Show. We have where you can do the $25 pitch your business days, pitch your business for $25. Now, on Trail Ride Radio, we have partnered with them as well, so I'm actually a DJ out there. And so right now we're offering a buy one, get two free special on any type of commercial advertisement via, if it's 15-second commercial, 30-second, whatever that timeline looks like, they're offering that special buy one, get two free. That's exclusively on trailrideradio.com. Also, want to let you know, as we get prepared for the TV taping of the Greg Shell Show, we want to encourage you, if you got a talent, if you can sing, dance, rap, you have a positive message in your music, we would love to house you here on the Greg Shell television show that's getting ready to take launch in February of 2024. So we want you to keep your radios locked right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. We're brought to you today also on behalf of G2Z's sneakers, or urban shoes for business professionals. You can visit them online at Alive, S-A-L-I-V-E, shoes.com/G2Z's. That's exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We looking at Taste It. Prophet, you still there?
I'm still here.
How you doing, man? What's going on? You've been silent. What you think about the Greg Shell Show?
I believe it has the potential to reach all nations. I believe that it has great potential to reach all nations and all that has an ear to hear and be impacted by what is about to happen. Supernatural things about to happen. It's a supernatural time. This is the time now that even the manifestation, you know, manifestation, and there is a message. Preaching is one thing, but a message is powerful. Everybody can preach for the time, but a message is giving is a sound, a solid word that brings forth manifestation.
Yes.
That detailing them of an instruction, you know. The message this morning for those that are here, and I wanted to lock it down today. Lock it down today. It was Psalm 39:1. And the psalm said it, I say. And you need to say it to yourself. I say, I will. Okay? But you need to fight this. I will take heed, pay attention to my ways. Which way are you going today? Who are you going to deal with? Maybe some my ways that I sin not with my tongue. And a lot of people will get you mad, angry, and I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me.
Hey, man, well, we got 10 more minutes left. I'm sorry. I was saying we got 10 more minutes left for this particular episode of the Greg Shell Show. Can you go ahead and tell them more about the revival that you're having out there in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, revival is the first, that'll be the 4th of February. The 4th of February, that Sunday night at 7 p.m., Fort Lauderdale, Lauder Hill. The expectation is to activate your faith with a miracle on it. Because the Bible says, signs and wonders will follow them that believe. If we can get some believers, you know some folks that are in Fort Lauderdale, Lauder Hill, Sunrise area, a greater of an expectation. Whatever that you're looking for the Lord to do for you, if you by faith, it's not impossible, it's possible if you have that faith. All you got to do is deposit that faith by become faithful or faithfulness to that call. So Saturday I expect something. Sunday, man, the house is blessed. My expectation is to activate the faith. A lot of folks on the prayer line, the word has been imparted into them. They received it. And now they are working on their miracles, whatever it may be. I left no tools unturned. So we expect that. That's what I expected. We have to build an expectation in the minds of the people that they're expecting something is going to happen. You're not just going to go to the hospital because you want to go unless you have someone, some loved ones or some sick ones there. The hospital only goes to those that who need it, who need a physician. So in other words, you come into session with them every one day out of the month, the first Saturday, first Sunday out of the month, 7 p.m., you must come or find people that has a supernatural move. This is a supernatural move. And we have to ask for that day off faith. We try everything else. You believe that you're going to go to work tomorrow, and you set that before, and you get up, and you go and do that. It's no different than if you need something supernatural. If then in terms of the man of God said that, that's what you expect to happen. And if you believe that as a man of God is saying that, your belief is on the man of God, and he's speaking the word of the living God, but that's returned void, then your expectation is great. It has to happen. It's already paid for. Nothing is already paid for. It's been booked. So you need to get there, touch somebody. Yes, fish is a plan. Start on Sunday night. Miracles, working night. Activate your faith for a miracle because your name is on it. Nothing can happen without your faith. If you have faith, you can activate that miracle. Whatever that miracle may be, signs and wonders are for them that believe. And I said, launch out. That's what is expected.
Okay, so watch this. It's going to be on tonight. Your new radio broadcast will be on tonight. We want y'all to keep it locked right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. He will be on tonight from 6:30 till 7 with the Fishers of Men show exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show platform. Hey, man of God, you got any closing remarks as we get ready to shut down the show for today?
Well, I just want to be able to thank those that are here. So thanks for meeting you in a search around. Hope that someday that we'll probably be able to touch you. We'll be able to sit down and taste it and see whatever our taste bud is, if it is meat or seafood or crab or beef or whatever, all the same. You know, it could work it that you could taste it and see that it's good. And I truly thank you that you have been a blessing. And I truly thank you for your support. And I thank you for your presence. I continue. You know, I am in a position where I am a minister to your soul. When I say a minister to your soul, you can link me up if there's some things that you need somebody to agree with, to pray with. Nothing is impossible. I've seen many things take place and happen. The choices is yours. So you have a loved one. Those that are sick and afflicted need prayer, and they need to hear that voice. They just need to hear that voice and makes a whole lot of difference. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me in your space. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. MME, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got any closing remarks for today?
No, just it was a good show, and thanks for having us once again. And it was a joy being on the show with DJ Prayer, Greg Shell, you know, Brother Greg.
Well, guess what? It's a blessing to be able to be here to have a show.
Lil Kano, of course.
Yeah. This is an amazing family, you guys, and I'm just so honored to have talented individuals around us as we grow the kingdom of God. I just want to say I love you guys, and welcome. You know, we're getting ready for tomorrow's show, same time, same place, right here on the Greg Shell Show. Lil Kano, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to all the listeners out there. You know, we're just glad to be a part of the Greg Shell Show and to come on and support the movement and be able to reach out to people that love God, man, and who don't know God, they can call the Greg Shell Show and we can give them some knowledge on if they want to find Yahshua, which is Jesus Christ, who we don't know. We definitely can get you to them.
Amen. And y'all, we want y'all to get ready for the hottest new show to hit Trail Ride Radio. What is it called? Lil Kano and MME? How's it? What's the name of it?
You said it.
There it is. I said it right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, y'all, I'm excited about all the blessings that God have on you. And, man of God, if you would, close us out with prayer as we close out this edition of the Greg Shell Show. Close us out with a prayer, not just for the ones that are on the airways, but the ones that are listening live from their vehicles, from their Bluetooth device. Go ahead and do a short prayer, if you would. Man of God. Well, let me do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for new open doors, open windows, open floor plans. Lord, we thank you that you get the glory out of everything that we do. Thank you, Father God, that for Lil Kano, MME, DJ Prayer, our family. We thank you for Brother Grace and his family. Thank you for me and my family. Thank you for Prophet Sherman and his family and everyone that's listening in on in their families, Lord. We thank you, God, for new beginnings, and we thank you that it's already done because we ask for it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua, the risen God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. In Jesus Christ's great name, we decree and declare that it is done because we ask for it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Yahshua the God, the Father of heaven and earth and underneath the earth. And we thank you for it now in Jesus Christ's great name. Amen. All right, y'all. We'll catch you tomorrow. If it's God's willing, same station. Keep it locked right here on the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.